The TUC says it has taken note of concerns of public sector workers on the second-tier pension scheme. Stating the union's position on the implementation of the scheme, the Secretary General, Dr. Kofi Asamoah, said the union, in collaboration with public sector unions, would use all means to resist the imposition of any pension scheme on workers. Speaking to Radio Ghana's George Ankara, Dr. Asamoah said the TUC remains ready to support government efforts aimed at addressing the prevailing economic and social challenges.
It cannot be the TUC, organized labor generally, were part of those who agitated for the new pension scheme to be introduced. And if you may recall, we did it with the understanding that the current state pensions cannot be able to bring about any improved pensions as it is, given the way it is structured. So yes, workers generally, it's not the TUC alone. If you check the teachers union, the civil servants, and all public sector unions and all other unions, we all joined together in advocating for the new pension scheme. So the new pension scheme has been put in place for some time now. It's going through various challenges. Although right now we know that almost all workers, both private and public, will have to register a scheme under the second tier. The challenge is that some workplaces have not yet registered. It's also a fact that payments of the second tier into the new second tier pension scheme has not gone on appropriately. Change in also the board of the board of trustees has also affected the whole scheme. So currently we have information to the effect that within the next 6 months people may qualify for the second tier, but the institutional framework is not yet perfectly done, so it's going to be quite challenging. Beyond that, whereas the law allows various workers and employers to form their own schemes, government is said to be imposing a scheme on public sector workers. The public sector workers, like the education service, have established their own scheme. Those in the health sector have established their own scheme. Those in the civil service have also established their own scheme. So we do not see why government should impose any level of a scheme on the workers. There are some engagements going on, but what government should do is not to impose. I think they will need to have to sit down and ensure. And we support the public sector workers in the civil service, in the teachers' unions, and also in the health sector, who have established their own schemes.
Some
and the fact
them,
that
some of them are now calling for a national debate, some amendment on the issue. Do you agree?
Of course, if we have established a law and there are some defects of it. For instance, the argument is that, you know, there was a line drawn for 55 years and above. It's becoming very clear that if you are, say, 50 years, it will be difficult to get some appreciable money by 55 years. So what is coming out is whether it should not be brought down to, say, 50 and above, continuing to be part of the SNES scheme, so that it can allow room for enough time to generate the fund. All these things are coming out, and we are really discussing. What is at hand is that we are joining public sector unions to kick against any imposition.
But government, already some people have been paid because they've gone on pension, and the law has caught up with them. What are you talking about?
No, it's in the next 6 months, because the thing was cut at 55 and above. All those who have gone up have been paid by SNES. They are not part of the new pension scheme second tier.
Okay.
So the time is started. It's 55 and above, which means that anybody who is recurring around that time will be catered for by their own SNES pension. It's only those who will be going in the next 6 months from now that, if these things are not put in proper place, will bring about a problem.